Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Enjoy certainty, competitive returns and flexible access to your investment with the FNB Cash Intelligence Investment. T's and C's apply. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorised FSP and credit provider.
Well, how many of you have financed a car and traded it in for a new one without really understanding what a break-even point is? Well, the break-even point, I think it's one of the most commonly overlooked factors in vehicle finance. And while it's obviously possible to upgrade your car every few years without even knowing the meaning of the term, I think a basic understanding of break-evens and balloon payments and all of those things are really critical to ensure that you empower yourself with the right tools to make the right decision for you. Well, I'm joined now by Lebogang Kgaketse, who's head of marketing and communication at WesBank, which is one of the country's biggest vehicle lenders, to go over the basics. Lebo, welcome to the show. Firstly, April's new vehicle sales were quite robust. Just overall, what are we seeing in the new car market at the moment after those horror years of COVID-19, where we saw declines of up to 90% in sales? It looks like things are on the mend.
Thank you, Michael. And thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for the opportunity. And to be quite honest, Michael, we are recovering. So we are seeing that consumer confidence is slowly picking up post the past what has been now over 24 months of COVID. So there is a slight uptick in vehicle sales. We are seeing it through new applications that have increased, which obviously is a great marker in terms of, you know, people are really shopping for those cars. They're trying to get back into the market. When the year began, the vehicle price index is actually one of our biggest sort of challenges, because vehicles, as with anything else, keep increasing year on year. So when people start applying again for vehicles, we are confident that the market is slowly starting to tick up.
Yeah, and obviously, and we've discussed on the show and on numerous occasions over the last couple of years, the impact that things like chip shortages has had on the new vehicle market, supply chain issues, and all of that leading to, inflation in new vehicles that kind of outstrips your general CPI basket. But I think many people, and I'm probably in this bucket, have delayed their purchase of a new vehicle, and there's a replacement cycle here because, sadly, vehicles don't last forever. And I reckon we're going to start seeing a lot of that lead to increasing demand. Certainly, the OEMs and the dealers that I chat to are seeing a bit of that as well. So when it comes to financing and structuring your vehicle finance, it's very important to understand things like vehicle break-even points, because they give you a sense of whether or not you can take on balloon funding, whether or not that's for you. So let's start right at the beginning. What exactly is a vehicle break-even point?
To put it simply, and this is probably one of the most misunderstood or underrated, if I can put it that way, concept when it comes to vehicle finance. And it's really very simple. You know, there comes a point in your car finance where the value of your vehicle, at that point, if you wish to trade it in, the trade-in value of your vehicle is equal to the amount that you owe on your loan or on your installment, or the amount that you know you're about to settle on your car. Literally, you know, breaking even, as the concept says itself. And why that is important, Michael, for a consumer particularly, is that, you know, that is the best and optimum time to start looking for a car, because it essentially means that, you know, what you're trading in is equals to what you owe. Yeah. So the liability, it's no secret that cars are liabilities, but fortunately a break-even point is when you get to a point where you can actually trade in your vehicle or start looking for a new vehicle without that process, denting a hole in your pocket, if I can put it that way.
Where you'll still be paying off your old vehicle while you're financing the new vehicle as well. And that really is just compounding the debt. What are the variables that determine a break-even point? Because not all cars are the same, not all depreciation 100%. Is the same. So what are the key variables?
The first one, which you've already alluded to, is the actual car. You know, cars vary in terms of how they depreciate, how one, keeps and maintains it. Firstly, the vehicle price index that we've just spoken about earlier, and that's just around the car itself. And then you get the finance part of the of what impacts break even. I mean, for instance, the longer you have the car for, the longer you finance the car for, the higher your debt. And, you know, the longer it takes you to reach that break-even point, that's the first thing. And to be precise, I mean, if you look at a 72-month sort of period, we are seeing trends where it's anything between, I mean, the consumers reach break point between 42 up to 50 months. And obviously with COVID, because people are holding on to their cars for much longer, those periods were lengthened, right? But the general trend on average, South Africans, because they love their cars, you know, the break-even point is anything between 35 months, 34 to 35 months. And this is because most of the time people take out a deposit, right? Which already when you take out a deposit, it moves the break-even point closer. If you advance your payment, for example, you know, if you pay, if you're supposed to pay 100 rand a month, and I'm simplifying for understanding, we all wish that we could pay 100 rand for our vehicles every month.
Maybe back in 1970,
you know, if you're supposed to pay 100 rand, but you pay 150, for example, you advance your payment, you decrease that debt, you move your break-even point closer. And that term, if that term is shorter, you know, if it's 72 months as opposed to 80, 90 months or longer periods, that you reach the break-even point sooner. And so the opposite applies, Michael, where if there's no deposit, for instance, it shifts that break-even point further. If there's a balloon, which we all know that, you know, it's that huge amount that you have to pay once you finish financing the car. At the end, again, that moves the break-even point further, or if you miss an installment now and again. So conceptually think of the debt, you know, how much is the debt? The lower the debt, the sooner the break-even point, and vice versa if the debt is higher or the period is lengthened. So those are the key variables that we look into over and above the value of the car, because then there's things like, you know, how soon does the car depreciate, and how you keep it and how you maintain it as well.
And, you know, WesBank, I'm sure, sits on a vast amount of data that can give clues as to what South Africans are doing. Can you share the sort of trends that you're seeing in the data? Are South Africans trading in too soon? Are they sticking to that break-even point? What do you see in the data?
As I alluded earlier, when everything is normal, and I say normal in reference to the pandemic, to COVID, the trend on a 72-month sort of vehicle finance term or contract is about anything between 32 to 35 months. So sooner, you know, because of the high, we are seeing a lot of people like taking out deposits, they like advancing payments. So Africans love their cars, so they want to get into the next one as soon as possible, right?
Right.
But COVID, the pandemic, the variable, people were holding on to their cars much longer. Even at the time where they could, where they've reached break-even point, they could trade in, because of uncertainty, you know, because of trends where we were seeing during COVID that a two-car family, for instance, they were trading in one car because they suddenly didn't need two cars parked in a garage.
So we
are hoping that, you know, with the consumer confidence increasing, with applications increasing, we will normalize back to, you know, the 32 to sort of 35, 36 month break-even point.
And I mean, it's very important for consumers to be aware that it's not the most ideal situation to be paying off a portion of your old car while driving your new one, and to be fully aware of the advantage of a balloon payment, reducing the overall monthly down payments, but extending that break-even point well into the future. And that will, you know, obviously come to bite you if you want to be upgrading and driving the newest vehicle models as they come out. Lebo, thank you very much. A real pleasure chatting to you about the ins and outs of break evens here on Hot Business. Take care.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you for having me, and thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day. Thank you.
That was Lebo Kharketsi, Head of Marketing and Communication at WesBank, here on Hot Business. Open an FNB Cash Intelligence Investment account today on the FNB app or FNB website.
T's and C's apply. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorised FSP and credit provider.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.